Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Everybody, welcome to the show. I'm Michelle Morgan, and this is Living on a Prayer. I am so psyched to be here on Contact Talk Radio, doing what I love most, preaching, teaching, yakking, pontificating in general about anything and absolutely everything. So this show is about all pretty much one simple truth. Everything comes down to how we humans walk in the world in relationship to God. So we're going to be playing with all kinds of topics over the next number of weeks. I'll be bringing all of it back to that basic foundation with a whole lot of complicated, crazy, cool territory explored in between. Phone lines are going to be open a little bit later in the show, and I'm really looking forward to meeting everybody out there, fielding questions, getting your perspectives on the stuff as well. And, oh yeah, about the psychic thing. Yes, I'll be doing readings on all the topics we're talking about and anything you want to throw at me. So stay tuned and hop on the phone when we open the lines if you got a question for me. First, I want to talk a little bit about me since this is the inaugural show. I've been a professional psychic, an NLP practitioner, a spiritual counselor, etc. for coming on about 20 years. Amazing. I've been exploring my relationship with God since I was a kid, and that's gone through many different metamorphoses, evolved quite a bit, and I started out exploring Christianity when I was in high school, actually. Chose to be baptized in the Christian church, had a really amazing experience with that, and I've talked a lot about this different interviews and things, but the level of the lack of integrity, let's put it that way, that I started to experience in the Christian church at that time was really disheartening, because I was really looking. I was really wanting to meet God and find out what that was all about. And that was back in the day when Young Life was a big deal. And so the kids that I went to high school with, of course, were, you know, churchgoers and Bible thumpers. They carried their Bibles to school with them and went to all the Young Life meetings during the week and church on Sunday. But then Friday, Saturday nights, they were pot-smoking, chain-smoking drinkers who shoplifted. That was a big deal. So it was a little, to say the least, disillusioning. And so I decided at that point, through a couple of other experiences, that I, you know, didn't quite get the whole religion thing. So I turned to witchcraft at one point when I was in my 20s, and that was amazing because it was an opportunity for me to actually experience God the way I wanted to. I got to write the words and do the dance and sing the songs and have some fun with it. So, and that evolved even more profoundly over the last 10 years to where I'm at now. And, you know, my take on God's probably different than a lot of yours. And I'm definitely get up on my flaming soapbox about this stuff. But in all honesty, my goal in this show always isn't to prove anybody wrong, but to instead offer some new ways to see God and the world and yourself as a result. Like to steal an AA-ism, take what works and leave the rest. So, the other thing about me is that I am a double Sagittarius, sun and moon in Sag, which, for those of you that don't know a lot about astrology, the nutshell version is it's a Molotov cocktail on a bonfire. So, you know, I have learned over the last 4 years the fine art and virtue of the P word, patience. Still working on that one, but I'm definitely better than I used to be. And that is a direct result of what's been going on for the last few years. So what do you say we just dive right in and tackle the state of the world? That's a nice light starter subject, isn't it? And I hear my producer Barb chuckling over there. Barb,
I am chuckling.
And you're chuckling because why?
Because I just...
Because you're a fellow Sagittarius.
Because I am a fellow Sag. I thought you were a triple Sag.
No, oh, God help me. No. I'd be in the rubber room with a drool bucket attached to my chin if I was a triple Sag. No, a double Sag with a Virgo rising, which is a really... Whoa. Yeah, and a lot of Capricorn. So it's a really wicked combination of woohoo! And
very organized.
Oh, I have to get all my ducks in a row and name them.
Yes.
I have to have them named, otherwise I'm... get a little squirrely. So,
and I loved when you were talking about before, when you were talking about the witchcraft. What's your famous saying about it's prayer with
props? It's prayer with props, there, baby. Actually, that comes from my daughter when she was 13. She was editing the book I wrote for me. God love her. Yeah, she said, Mom, spell work is just prayer with props. In fact, it is. And there, we will be talking about that in a show coming up. So very cool. So I got two words for you about the last year. About 2009. You ready for the two words?
I could think of two words, but you know, we're FCC.
Yeah, I'm not going to break the, here's 2009 in a nutshell. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah, it was a rough one.
It was just a holy crap. Personally, I've never seen anything quite like it in the last almost 20 years. What I mean by that is just the intensity of everything. It was just this brutal, relentless onslaught of change and unexpected things and stuff exploding. And everybody I've talked to has had monumental things happen, life-changing things happen, at least in the last 12 months, if not the last couple of years. So I want to start with a little astrological information first. And here's something to know about me. I know just enough astrology to be armed and dangerous. So that being said, here's what I do know about the astrology, because it was really, really raking me over the coals. Saturn and Uranus were in opposition for the last 2.5 years. So what that looks like is Saturn is the good old boys club, doing everything, you know, by the book and the old way. And Uranus is the indie rocker with the I don't give a rat's patootie attitude and a lot of innovative, untried ideas. And an opposition is basically a tug of war. A literal tug of war for, actually that went on for about 18 months. It facilitated the psychotic breakdown of the stock market, the housing market, the economy in general, the political structures crumbling, the religious structures crumbling, just all sorts of stuff. Now the tug of war is technically over, being that, Saturn shifted signs in October, end of October, but Uranus is still kicking up some, excitement for, I think, until the spring sometime. So, we're still in for some changes. There's, it's not gonna relax anytime real soon. So here's the outcome of that. It's all the holy crap. It's all the holy crap being cleaned out. Corruption, greed, etc. Everything that we've seen, that looks so bad, that's been brought to light, has been going on actually for centuries. So it's kind of scary to look at the state of the world right now and you think, you know, you can't trust anything and you can't count on anything because everything seems to be falling apart right, left, and center. But the truth is, it's about things that have no integrity, that have no spiritual structure, whether they be a corporation or they be a relationship or they, you know, whatever the particular structure is, those structures have to crumble. A great iconic idea of what this experience is the tower. The tower from the tarot deck. One of the textbook definitions of the tower is structures that have stood are crumbling so that something truer can be born from the ashes. We'll talk about the phoenix rising here in a little bit. It's basically, in my viewpoint, it's been a Saturday Night Live skit of insanity where everything's been blown out of proportion. And the point of that is we have to hit bottom. That's human nature. We are hardwired to ignore and avoid and choose the path of least resistance and not want to dig into the truth of things. And so everybody has to hit bottom ultimately. And, you know, I've said now for the last number of years, I think it's stunning that as a nation, we haven't hit bottom yet. I mean, that kind of blew me away during, and I don't want to get too political on y'all, but, you know, during the whole thing with Bush, et cetera, towards the end there, I was just absolutely blown away that people were still, in such blind allegiance to what was happening. And I believe that many people still are, which is fascinating to me. So, you know, it's the cosmic colonic with a fire hose. We're getting cleaned out, whether we like it or not. And it's ultimately a good thing, but it's really ugly in the process. So, and the other thing that's astonishing is the fighting the change. There's still, like I say, we haven't all hit bottom yet. And so as Uranus continues to kick things up, as this momentum that's been built over the last year to 2 years continues, the avalanche continues to fall down the mountain and take things with it, there's still going to be people and organizations and structures that hang on. Great quote from the writer Anne Lamott. She said, "Whatever I've ever let go of has claw marks in it." We're all hanging on pretty tight to at least a few things. So my psychic hit for the year, I'm claiming 2010 as the year of the rebel yell. And this is, whatever your truth is, it's going to be time to start living it, period. Just absolutely time to start living it. And that's a little scary. That's really scary, especially in the face of things falling apart. You know, the first default position is going to be to go into fear, to want safety and security and to hang on to the paycheck or hang on to the relationship or hang on to the house or hang on to whatever you're left with, basically, because, gosh, what happens if you lose everything? Well, then you get to, then the sky's the limit. Basically, the whole world is yours is, you know, a way to look at it. It's not the way everybody's going to look at it, but it is a way. So my take on that rebel yell energy is I really do think that people, and I think it's already starting, but I believe that people are going to really start to get sick of the fear. The fear factor is so extreme. You can actually taste it sometimes. And I think people are just going to hit, I think people are going to hit bottom with that. A lot of people. And it's again, it's already beginning, but I think there's going to become this growth in the collective consciousness of, you know, if we're going to go out by a terrorist hand or by an act of Mother Nature or by the demise of Wall Street, for God's sake, then I'm going to live my life. I'm going to take risks. I'm going to make some things happen. I'm going to go for my dreams because, you know what, might not be here tomorrow. And it's interesting because, you know, that's always been a philosophy. I mean, you always hear people talking about that. Live like, you know, this was your last day. But I think the last year to 2 years in particular have driven that point home like nothing else. And I also think it has to do with living more truthfully. That's also a statement that a lot of people have been attempting to live by in the last number of years. I'm not talking the false bliss of, you know, thinking positive and everything's groovy. I'm talking real. I'm talking owning the shadow, you know, admitting the failures, being willing to really go deep, really suck the marrow out of the darkness and find out who you are. Because we don't know what we're made of till we're out on the battlefield buck naked and we're facing down the dragon. And, you know, all we have is our wits and our connection to God. The Phoenix Rising thing, you know, that's such a new age analogy, isn't it? I want to hear some real bubbly music over there, kid. Kidding. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't touch it.
I'm like, where is it? I know I can find Harry Potter music somewhere.
Yeah, we don't have any like Led Zeppelin that has the Phoenix Rising thing in it. This is so fascinating to me because I've been actually yakking about this for since about spring of last year, actually, when I was working with different clients, doing some predictive stuff. I've been talking about the entrepreneur energy that's going to start to grow. The ashes of the corporate structures and the business structures in this nation. What's coming out of that are, you know, the homegrown, home-owned entrepreneur businesses that are all about integrity, all about taking care of each other and taking care of employees and wanting to be good for the environment and the economy and the local economy in particular. And it's just fascinating. Within the last 2 months, I have seen two commercials, one of which was this weekend. First time I'd seen this one. Seen the American Express commercial a couple of times. And then there's an Office Max commercial. And they talk specifically about America, we're behind you. Your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, that's what's going to bring this nation back. I mean, it's this entire, I mean, Office Max, for crying out loud. It's this entire philosophy that's actually getting out there in the commercials of we're behind you, America, have a rebirth and for new small businesses to start getting back into the swing of things. So I'm fascinated by that. I absolutely love that. And I do believe that that's an analogy, if nothing else, for what the last couple of years have brought us to. This place of wanting things that matter, wanting things that mean something. And you know what? That doesn't mean that a Learjet and $8 gazillion in the bank doesn't mean something to somebody. I mean, to really be living a life of meaning, to be in service to the planet, and then the rewards and all the perks that come with it, you know, I think you can hang on to then at that point. I think anybody that's out there just for the Learjet and the big bucks is going to fall apart, and we're already seeing that. The other interesting thing about what's been happening is the loss, the level of loss, the level of grief on the planet is extraordinary. And I don't know anybody, myself included, who hasn't personally experienced loss of a significant measure in the last couple years. And the grieving process is not one to be taken lightly or rushed through. Absolutely not. And one of the analogies that I use a lot in helping people understand what's coming this year in particular is the analogy of a hurricane. You know, the hurricane's blown through the town and destroyed it, literally destroyed it. And now the winds are still blowing, the waves are still kicked up, there's mud everywhere, there's just buildings flattened and trees down and cars upside down. But the trucks with the fresh lumber are rolling in, and it's time to start building. So there's still going to be some old structures that continue to crumble, but we're going to start the rebuilding process, and it's really about building that truer thing. And the point of all of this is separating those who have faith from those who do not. I personally can't imagine walking in the world without trust in somebody a lot bigger, stronger, and smarter than myself right now. So we're going to go to a short break. When we come back, I'm going to yak a little bit more, and then we're going to open the phone lines. So you've been listening to Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan. For more information, jump on my website, michellemorgan.org. Check out the CSI process and all sorts of other fun stuff on there. And we will be right back.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
Billy Idol there. A little rebel yell for you. How cool is that? Barb, you rock. You're so much fun. All right, so let's talk about what the heck do you do with the energy right now? What do you do with it? How do you find the balance? We talked about the fact that, you know, people are grieving. People have had a ton of loss. There's all sorts of new stuff coming. We are at a place of choice, etc. So what do you do with that? Well, first thing you got to do is you got to honor your losses. You know, we're all so afraid to look at the negative in this culture, to admit our failures. That's the new age doing that to us, that whole love, light, and bliss thing, which I will definitely be on my soapbox coming up here in future shows. If you've made choices that didn't work, just take the lesson and not the shame. Own it. Own it and admit it and be willing to see what you want to do with it. You got to give yourself permission to grieve. We don't know how to do that as a culture either. We take a pill. We tell ourselves to make a choice. We try to create a change to, quote unquote, get over it. You have to give yourself permission to grieve. And you'll hear me talk a lot on this show about belief systems. I'm giving you some suggestions of things to do differently, but if you find you can't get past the old ways on your own, then you got to get some help. And that's part of the whole process as well. Taking advantage of the darkness, what's being surfaced in you? What do you need to do to heal? That's where you got to get some assistance in that. Nobody, self-help actually doesn't help. And we'll talk about that at a later date as well. I'm going to invite everybody to be willing to believe that things can be different than they seem right now in this world, and be willing to believe in other possibilities. And willingness is the word for the week. And I don't mean the week. I mean this week. And if you don't have any willingness, then pray for it. And then you have to be willing to receive it. You got to be brave enough to let go of what you know doesn't serve you, and ask God for clarity on the things you might be holding on to without awareness. Every single one of us has stuff we can continue to clean out. You got to be willing to pioneer a new and wild territory, whether that's in your career, your relationships, your health, your finances, your self-expression, your spiritual life. And as far as I'm concerned, the most important thing is a willingness to go deeper in your connection to God. If you aren't clear what that connection looks like or who God is at this point in your life, then get busy exploring that. We have to be able to walk in both the balance and in balance with both the darkness and the light more than ever before. That's always been true, but I think it's just pivotal right now. And God is the fulcrum that allows you to experience and be gifted by both the shadow and the light in any circumstance. Isn't that a great word? I'm giving kudos to my angel, Mark, for giving me that word, fulcrum.
Nice.
Yeah, because I was like, what the heck is that balance thing called? It's called a fulcrum. There you go. I know. Put a quarter in my jar for that word. I'm
glad
to
hear it.
That's awesome. So here we go. We're going to open the phone lines because I am just curious as I'll get out to hear what some of you all have to say. You want to call and talk to me, Michelle Morgan, on this fine show, Living on a Prayer. The phone number is 877-230-3062. And we're going to take the first caller.
And our first caller is Laura from L.A.
Laura from L.A., howdy.
Howdy. Welcome, Michelle. And thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you for calling. What's going on, girl?
Well, you energized me listening to what you had to say. And I kind of do all that, except I still need a little bit of guidance from the higher spirit, so I'm asking you for that.
You bet. Everybody needs a little guidance once in a while.
Right.
You bet.
And my question is, when or if, how do you see me employed and or bringing income other than the unemployment check?
Okay. So little information from you, darling. How long have you been unemployed?
7 months.
Okay. Okay. And was that a product of downsizing or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you were part of this whole global process, right?
Right.
Okay. So before I answer questions, I get to ask a few. How's that sound?
Yes.
So what have you been doing in the process to change the circumstances? What have you been doing to get yourself out there in the world and find something?
Carrying on with the regular, looking for a job, but also looking for other things to do in order to bring income,
okay.
like new businesses, But everything is just dictated by the economy, and nobody wants to invest or move forward. And right.
So right away, and I am going to do a little bit of a reading for you here, kiddo. But first thing I'm going to talk about is this is true for anybody that's listening right now. When I said earlier that the point of this entire experience globally is to separate the people who have faith from the people who do not, one of the key factors is there's two laws that we can live by. Only two laws. The law of karma, which is the human law of cause and effect, or the law of grace, which is God's law. And the law of grace transcends the law of karma, meaning God can do the impossible. He will make rivers in the desert, and he will move mountains, and he will absolutely do virtually impossible things. In fact, that's his specialty, is proving that he can do impossible things for us. So the key is God can't do anything for us unless he can do it through us. And the only way he can do it through us is if we get our brains in line with the idea of that. So this is where the faith piece comes in. And actually next week, the whole show is going to be on this topic. But right now, one of the things that comes up really strongly for you, you're really powerful. What are you astrologically? What's your sign?
Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn girl. Okay. There's an extremely strong energy of, the only way I can describe it is ancient faith. Does that make sense to you? Like, you have this really deep connection to sort of the old idea of faith. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. Okay. And that's why I'm like, okay, I'm connected to that.
Why is it not working?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
somebody help me.
Yeah. So remember the P word that I was using earlier, the patience word? Guess what, girl? So here's the thing about faith that's so fascinating. And I get this all the time from people, and I will tell you something. If I can do this, Laura, anybody can do this, okay? Because I have no patience. Double Sagges, we don't even understand that word. So here's what you have to do. Faith requires patience. That's the ultimate formula. So here's what faith looks like from most of us. Well, I'm going to have faith right now, but if it doesn't change in a couple of days, you know, what the heck? Come on, God, snap, snap, right? Well, your faith just flew out the window if you're saying, when is it going to change? Because true faith, there's no answer. True faith, you're just trusting that the timing is going to be perfect. So that's the first thing I'm going to say to you. You got to trust the timing on this. You're kind of getting in the way a little bit. You're like my cat, Whitey J. He's huge. He weighs like 21 pounds. He's a gorgeous white cat. And he thinks that in order to get me to feed him, he needs to wind himself around my feet until I trip over him. Well, guess what? That makes me not be able to get to the food dish to feed him because he's tripping me. Okay. Well, we do the same thing to God. So when you're all kind of wound around the winds, right? So this is a time for some serious faith. Now, the next thing I'm going to tell you is there's a seed that you planted probably in, end of June, early July. There was a contact you made. Do you remember what that was? A connection you made, or something that you were pursuing?
Yes,
at that point?
It's in a total different field.
All right. I want you to pursue that. I want you to look into that. Start with just researching it, etc. And I want you to do some massive prayer work on this. I'm serious. I want you to tap into the energy that you have here, darling girl. You could snap your fingers and fire is going to shoot out of your hand. I'm not kidding you. So
wow.
I want you to start using that. You're setting that aside a little bit. Don't put that timeline thing on this right now, because divine timing means it's perfect for you and it's perfect for everybody else involved. So be willing to really push your faith on this and push the pursuing of this situation. The how of the situation is in God's hands, and the timing also in God's hands. You just follow the breadcrumbs as you're guided to follow them and trust your instincts on that. You got great instincts. You got to get out of your head a little bit, though. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would be shocked out of my mind if I talked to you again by March and you aren't gainfully employed and probably in this new direction. But if not, something's going to pop in that's going to be an interim step. So I want you to just trust that too. Okay. But this is really about, this is 100% about faith for you. 100%. And you've got the faith in you, darling. You just got to tap into it.
Could wow. Be? So praying, asking for
yes.
that June,
yeah.
July connection.
Yeah.
To unfold.
Yes.
Meantime, you see something interim,
yep.
And this interim, is it anytime soon?
That is entirely up to you if you're willing to relax and trust the timing. Every time you fuss about when it's going to happen, you bump the timeline out. I'm not kidding you. And believe me, darling, I'm speaking from experience on that one. So hang in there with it. do the faith piece, and you and I, let's chat in another month or so, and let's see what happens, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, sweetheart. I'm going to send you a ton of angels on this. You tap into your power, girl. You've got it, so use it.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care, sweetie. We're going to go to the next caller,
I believe. The next caller is Susan from Wisconsin. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, it's nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too. So what's up, girl?
Well, my life has been in quite a turmoil over the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And in trying to deal with the grief and trying to cope with everything else involved with that, I've become less religious. And by that, I mean organized religion.
Sure, you bet.
And have become more spiritual. The problem is, in trying to make that transition, having grown up in organized religion, I'm having a problem asking for help for me.
You bet.
Or even knowing that I'm connecting with anyone.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you can give me any guidance as to where my focus should be and what I can expect in this new year.
You betcha. Absolutely. What are you astrologically?
Scorpio.
Oh, Scorpio girl. Okay, so here's the deal. The first thing is, the good news is that you've got a foundation of the language of God. You know what I'm saying? That's all religion is. Religion is a language. And as far as I'm concerned, being multilingual is the best way to be. So you have a language. You've got a foundation to start from. One of the things that's so divine about organized religion is that, and I'm talking all organized religions, all the way back to, you know, the earth-based religions, which, you know, believe it or not, are organized, to a certain extent. But they all have these iconic, archetypal prayers and rituals that they use, which bring everybody back to that place of God. It's so powerful. The human being needs that. We need to be able to touch something. You know, we have a really hard time completely wrapping our brains around the unknown. And so you can start there. You can start to utilize those really beautiful old, elemental aspects of the religion that you grew up with as you're expanding into more of a spiritual place. I've said for years, since I was a kid, actually, I've said that I didn't believe that God was in religion. I believed that religion was just an attempt to explain God, which, you know, comes through the filters of all kinds of different human perceptions, which isn't in of itself a bad thing, but it's limited. So what you have an opportunity to do is to, instead of attempting to move away from the religion as much, own the pieces that work for you and really use them as tools. And the grief process that you're in, can I just ask, and you don't have to give me any details, darling, but just I'm curious. That feels like personal grief to me. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Feels like several losses. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. All in a row?
Within a fairly close period of time.
Yeah. It feels like it was way too close.
Yeah.
So, first of all, you are extraordinarily hard on yourself. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, speaking as one who does own an Uzi and a cat of nine tails, which I frequently use upon myself, put them down. Put down your weapons and be gentle with yourself. I'm sure that this is going to sound like you've heard this from every other, you know, therapeutic person out there, but I want you to start to treat yourself like you would, you know, if your best friend or your daughter or your cousin or whoever it was came to you experiencing what you've experienced, you probably wouldn't slap them upside the head and tell them to get a grip, would you?
No.
Okay, but you're kind of doing that to yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, very, very much so. Here's the truth. Grief is a room. It's a windowless room. And we stand in the doorway of that room with our fingernails embedded in the door jamb, and we fight going into that room, tooth, claw, and nail, because there's a human idea that when we get in that room, the door's going to slam shut behind us and we're never going to get out again. But here's the truth of that room of grief. Guess who's in there? Guess who's in there?
God.
Absolutely. God is the closest to us when we're in true grief. True grief is an egoless process. You're on your knees and there's nothing you can do about it. And God can be closer than he'll ever be when you're in that space. The only time we reach out for God's when we're in the darkness. And that room, believe me, doesn't have any lights either. So I want you to give yourself permission to go into that room and use your resources. Use the people. It feels to me like you've got some good people around you. You've got a small group, but good people. Is that true?
Actually, no. You know, it's difficult for people to deal with people that are going through grief.
There's a couple of people around you that you're not, that you are not utilizing, that that really want to support you. Do you have any idea who those people are? They're both female energies.
Okay, possibly.
Okay. Were you involved in some sort of a group at one point that had to do with grief, or was kind of together in that energy?
No.
Okay.
Then I
would tell you to be open to that, because one of the energies that I'm picking up on is somebody that has either gone through a similar thing or is close to that, so they're going to be able to relate. And part of the, so here's, and I'm going to finish with this thought. What happens is when you're hard on yourself, honey, when you're telling yourself, you know, get your crap together and snap out of it, etc. Guess what? You're sending the energy out into the world that you don't want anybody to see your weakness. Do you know what I'm saying? And so
right.
You're actually rebuffing the very people that might be trying to reach out to you.
Right.
So I'm gonna tell you to start first with God. I want you to literally sit in His lap and cry and let yourself really go into that darkness and own the pain of that, and then allow some external support systems to show up. And I think you'll be amazed at who pops in the door on that one. I really do. But you got to give yourself permission to do that first.
Okay. And you think there's somebody out there that...
I do. I absolutely do. Yeah, I absolutely do. So you need to be praying directly for guidance to that perfect person.
Okay.
Okay. So I will send you some angels on that one, and, you know, get in contact with me again. Let me know what happens. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Been listening to Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. In love for you to jump on the host page on Contact Talk Radio, click on the right side and subscribe to iTunes so we get an idea who all is out there. We will be back shortly.
In the midnight.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Michelle Morgan, you're listening to Living on a Prayer. We're rocking out in the studios here at Contact Talk Radio. Barb, my producer, my musical partner in crime. So before we get back to the phone lines, I'm going to read a little poem here that I just think is absolutely brilliant. This was from a client of mine, Kathy Kinzel, back in 2003 wrote this. And I just think this is so appropriate for talking about what everybody's dealing with and finding that balance between the darkness and the light. It's called You May Think. You may think life is a gentle, friendly place where you plant a few flowers, water them, and watch them grow. That's what the maiden thought until one day the earth opened up and swallowed her into the fiery cauldron below. Down there, you have ultimately one choice. You can cry out forever to be saved, or you can surrender to the flames. And if you're lucky, in the end, when only ashes remain, you will have become one of the dark, luminous ones, whose love sustains the world, singing your soul's song from below, while your spirit soars above, dancing with the flowers and the sun. Love that.
Very lovely.
Isn't that lovely? So, yeah, the whole point of this stuff is there is the treasures in the darkness, my friends. Think about the myth of treasure. Where's the treasure always, Barb? In any legend, where's treasure?
In my mattress.
Oh, my
no,
God.
That's yes. What I'm wishing.
Yes. Treasure is buried.
It's always buried. It's hidden somewhere.
It's always hidden.
But
buried
then sometimes it's right there in plain sight.
Exactly. But The legend of the hidden treasure, you gotta dig for it, man. That, you're not just going to stumble on it. Well, you could, I suppose. But
there's the lucky few under the stars that get that one.
But here's what those lucky few do. They believe they're going to trip on the treasure.
And that is completely true. Absolutely. They're like, of course I'm going to stumble on it.
You bet. You betcha.
Yeah, it's not even an issue.
Not even a question. All right. So we're going to go back to Le Phone Lines.
And we've got Jean in New Orleans.
Jean.
Hello, Jean.
How are you? I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that. I'm enjoying that you're calling me. So what's your question?
Well, since August 2009, I've been babysitting my grandson to try to keep him out of the nursery for his mom and dad.
Okay.
With understanding, as soon as his father maybe gets a little bit better employment, maybe she'd stay home and I would stop babysitting.
Right.
I do have to travel 2.5 hours to get there each week, and then I travel back home on the weekend.
Right.
My question is, how long do you see me doing this? I mean, I really do. I'm very attached to the baby. I really do love him.
You bet.
You know, it's a little hard on me, but I'm going to do it because I do love him, and I love my family. I just wondered, do you see anything happening?
yes, and isn't this fascinating? Everybody we've had so far has got the when's it going to happen questions. and that's, I mean, you know, that's facilitated by the long time craziness that people have been dealing with. So that said, first thing I want to talk about is one of the ways that we all can facilitate a smoother and a potentially faster timeline in any of the dreams that we want to make come true are if we stop wondering when they're going to change. I'm not kidding you. And believe me, baby, I don't say that lightly. Again, I'm not kidding you. If I can do the stuff I'm talking about, anybody can do this stuff. And I have to work on it sometimes daily. I have to ask God for patience and for faith that things are going to happen in divine timing. So one of the first things that's coming up the guides are talking about here is that you are at times forgetting that you are having a really profound impact on this child. Are you aware of that?
I am. We're very close.
Yeah.
In fact, we're too close, and it was upsetting the mother a little bit. Okay. So,
well, there's some lessons for Mama. I mean, truly, because it's so fascinating that what comes up here, there's really a karmic connection between you and your grandson. No question about it. How old is this kid?
8 months. So. Oh, he'll be 9 months.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking an energetic thing here. You know, obviously you're not sitting down having these long important conversations with him that he's, you know, reciprocating. But you're having a very profound impact on his energy. And there's a lot of things that are being facilitated for your daughter and her husband as a result of this. So you're playing a bigger role here than I think you might even realize. And so I would really tell you, I would encourage you to remember that, to keep in mind that God has a role for you right now that's really important. And if that role were to be lessened by a day, the whole scope of this experience might be completely different. So that's where that trust piece really comes into play. My sense is that this is going to shift pretty substantially for you by June at the latest. And I know that probably seems like a really long time from now. But when I say by June at the latest, I mean between now and June. So it feels to me like there might be a couple of false starts. Something's going to come into the picture probably early March, early to mid-March, for your son-in-law that feels like potentially something, but there's something about it that doesn't pan out, and I'm not getting super clear on what that looks like. I think there's still some variables in place, but my sense is by the end of April, early May, then he's got a solid lead, and you're pretty much finished with your task or your role by June, would be my sense. And so between now and then, I cannot emphasize this more. There's a really dramatic reason that you are with that baby right now. And I'm not kidding you. When he's 45 years old, you guys are going to have a conversation about it. He is going to absolutely talk to you about the fact that you had this energetic impact on him. He's going to get that in a really clear way. So trust God on this one, okay? And you know, that commute sounds brutal, but you know what I would tell you to do? I would tell you to get some really great affirmative prayer statements, write them out in big letters so you're not trying to read them while you're driving, and preferably memorize them, but have them in your car and use at least an hour of that commute time for prayer. First of all, your car is going to run better than you can even imagine. Your gas mileage is going to be amazing, and your repairs will go down substantially because you'll be mojoing the crap out of your car. But you will also have this uninterrupted prayer time. I mean, not too many people get a chance to have that. So I would tell you to take full advantage of that, and then be willing to play your role here. Be willing to be in a place of service, and you are absolutely going to see a shift, and it's going to be great. I promise it's going to be great. Okay?
Thank you so much. You're a sweetheart, and I love your show.
Thank you, baby girl. I hope to talk to you again.
Okay.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Ooh, and next. The next one we've got, her name is Michelle.
Is she a 1L or a 2L?
I don't know. Let's ask Michelle.
I am a 2L.
I'm a 1Ler. Well, how fun is this? Okay,
very fun.
2L, where are you from?
From Washington State, Seattle.
Washington State, Seattle.
Yes.
Not only a Michelle, but a local Michelle to boot.
There you go.
So?
Okay, here's my question. Well, in 2009, just a little bit of background, financially got hit extremely hard.
Yeah.
Just wiped us out.
Oh, baby.
Via homes, and I feel like I've made peace with it. I put a lot of work into it.
Mm-hmm.
The results are what they are, and yeah. I'm moving on.
Good.
Now 2010 happened, and I am all of a sudden realizing that my relationship that I have been in with my husband, you know, for the last 15 years or so, is mm-hmm. just done.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
And it's not because of the financial stuff, because I hid in that.
Right.
That prolonged it.
Sure.
But it's like I had this awakening.
Yeah, you bet.
So it's another win question for you, but sorry.
Wow. Instead of willingness being the word for the week, patience should have probably been the word. No, are you kidding me? Of course you're going to ask when, for crying out loud. So you're wondering when what?
Well, you know, I don't know how exactly put the question. You know, in years ago before this relationship, before I got married, there was a man that was so much more spiritual
mm-hmm.
that I wasn't prepared for.
Okay.
And now I'm like grieving that relationship.
You
even.
You bet.
I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I do know where to go. I know I need to end this. I okay. do know that.
What are you astrologically, Michelle?
Pisces.
Okay. Well, here's good news. And again, I know just enough astrology to be armed and dangerous. Jupiter's moving into Pisces mid-month. So Jupiter's the planet of luck and expansion and all sorts of groovy gifts and things. It's got to be a good thing for you, Pisceans. So that is a little bit of a reward coming for you there. So here's the deal. First of all, I want you to give yourself a crap ton of credit for the fact that you have the awareness that you have and you have the clarity that you've got. And I also, we talked about this earlier in the show, you have to give yourself permission to grieve all of this loss, including what feels like a missed opportunity all those years ago with that other gentleman. And then you got to be able to make a decision how you're going to look at it. And it sounds to me like you're pretty good at perspective change. So I'm going to invite you to take a look at this. I want you to recognize that there's really no loss in the realm of spirit, meaning whatever journeys away from us, no matter how tragic the loss may appear, it's something that no longer belongs to us or no longer serves us. And the things that are true to us will either stay with us, come back to us, or be replaced with something even better. And I will tell you flat out, I have been the queen of this experience in my life because being a double Sagittarian, I have been so destructive in my life, getting out of situations so fast I made people's heads spin, including my own. But looking back on it, it always led to something better. Or when I had some really tragic situation happen because of my faith, because I was able to look at it from the standpoint of, okay, I got to feel this. I got to experience it. But I'm also really trusting that God's got something better up his sleeve for me. God always does have something better up his sleeve. And it's all about that growth process. And so you've already been through a humongous, PhD program of that so far. Would you agree? Okay, so good news is you can have an opportunity here to allow yourself to be led. For a little while, I'm gonna say it's going to be a little bit of a blind experience, walking through the forest and you don't know what's coming after the next bend in the road. And I think you need to be there for a little while. You're having a tendency right now, and tell me if this makes sense to you, to want to hurry this process along, and understandably, it's been a long one. But this final phase, this final piece of it, this final truth and this awareness really needs to be healed. So you've got to give it its due. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would really encourage you to do that. And when is your birthday specifically?
March 3rd.
Okay. I would tell you by March 3rd, you should be coming out the other side of that forest. And if you're doing some really substantial prayer work, and here's what I want you to say these words out loud specifically. Every morning, I give thanks. I now have absolute clarity on exactly what I need to do today in order to facilitate my dreams coming true. And then start to get clear about your dreams coming true. And be willing to give yourself this process for now. And wait till a little bit longer after your birthday, and I think the fog's going to start to clear for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, babe. So I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to also send you some angels on this. Boy, do I know that feeling of wanting to know the answers and wanting to know when it's all going to shift. So I want you to hang in there with that, and let me know what happens, okay? Come back to me in a couple weeks and let me know what happens.
Thank you.
All right, darling?
I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. We're going to take one more caller.
That's right. We've got Debbie from BC, and she's going to get the Evelyn Wood speed reading.
All right, Deb. Deb.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, babe. Throw it at me.
Okay. I'm a very fortunate person, and but I'm also unfortunate in ways. And I'm looking for passion and happiness, like the happiness part. I'm just wondering, is there anything that I should be doing that would be making me happy?
What are you doing? What's your relationship with God right now?
It's sort of there. Okay. I used to be better.
Okay, that's all right. So don't give yourself any thought about that. Don't look at that. It should be better, or it used to be better. The cool thing is it was better. How cool is that? You got experiential understanding. So get back on the bicycle. That's all you have to do. Get back on the bicycle with that and start to pursue and cultivate that relationship. That's where your happiness lies. And here's the thing, your passion, baby, your passion is God asking to be expressed through you. It's in you. He just can't talk to you right now because a few of the doors are shut. So I want you to open up to that. You got some amazing energy. The star came out of the tarot deck for you, which is the card of spiritual intervention and miracles. So I want you to trust that can come for you, but you have to open the door first.
Okay, because my energy has been really low.
It's all right. You don't have to clean it up for God. So so bring the low energy to God. Are you kidding me? He loves anything and everything about us. So just plop down at his feet and tell him what you're feeling and ask him to help you out.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
All right,
that's
darling.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I wish I had about another 4 hours here because I would like to keep rocking on this. So that means next week, we're going to be on for even more of this topic. I'll tell you what. Next week, we're going to be hitting faith and prayer. So quick little shout outs. I want to just thank Cameron and Davindia. It's great to be back here. Barb Perry, you rock. Awesome producer. Love it again if you guys would jump on the host page of Contact Talk Radio. Subscribe to iTunes, little icon on the right side of that. Lets us know who's out there. Get onto my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Find out what else I'm up to. And again, tune in next Monday, same time, same station, high noon. And we're going to take on the subject of faith and the power of prayer. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Push a breath of air and it fills every cell inside. He push a breath of air and it fills every cell inside. He's been a big blue ball and he turns the day in the night. And he shifts in his sleep and he shifts in his sleep and the earth begins to quake. So how much difference could it possibly make? How much effort could